Hey, welcome back to Small Business Never Sleeps. My name is John. We're here with another podcast, but today we're featuring We Care for Orphans Adoption Fund. Jordan Beck, their chairman, is here to spend some time with us. We're here to have a great time, learn more about how we can get involved, how we can support them, and how they're in alignment with the SBC. Well, hey guys, thanks for joining us this morning. We're in episode 2 of Small Business Never Sleeps. I'm John. We got Ashley Reddington with Officeworks. Thank you for the space. It's absolutely beautiful. We have Nathan Mond with McGill and Brabender, and our guest of honor, Jordan Beck, chairman of We Care for Orphans Adoption Fund. We're so excited to have a conversation with you to determine how you can get involved with us, how we can get involved with you, where the alignment is. We're excited to learn more about the mission and how we can play ball when it comes to March 14th with our event coming up. Well, Jordan, thanks for joining us today. We're so excited to learn more about We Care for Orphans Adoption Fund, and we really just want to spend our time learning more about it. That's really the entire emphasis of today's podcast.
Yeah, Jordan, again, really appreciate you coming. If you don't mind just sharing with our viewers more about We Care for Orphans Adoption Fund, just give them a better insight and detail of how did this start? What's the mission? Kind of where are you guys going?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, I just want to say thank you guys so much for having me. It's an honor to be here and to talk with you guys about We Care for Orphans Adoption Fund. So my parents actually started the fund back in 2011 after they had adopted my sister, Jaden, from Ukraine. And they adopted her in 2009. But through that adoption process, they realized the financial barrier that often exists for couples who want to adopt and are willing to adopt versus couples who can actually carry that desire to fruition. So that's when they partnered with LifeSong for Orphans, who does a lot of the vetting process for us when couples apply for matching grants or interest-free loans. And we help 2 couples a month in that process in the amount of $2,000 to $5,000. So that's kind of what we do to help bridge the gap so that couples actually can adopt. You know, there's over 153 million orphans in the world, and we don't believe that money should ever be a reason why a child doesn't have a family. So that's kind of where their heart came into it. And then just in April of 2021, I took it over just because through that adoption of my sister, I've had such a passion and I want to make a difference for the kingdom. So,
hey, we had a cool opportunity to meet at one point where we were able to share a story about the adoption of Jaden and how really this all got started in the first place. Share a little bit of that story.
So my parents actually, they both kind of had it on their hearts and minds to adopt, but they had no idea that they were thinking that and they had been praying about that. And one day my dad had approached my mom and was like, hey, I don't know why this has been on my mind. I don't know why, but I do know that it's something that I feel like we might be called to. And my mom was like, I've been having the same thoughts, and it was over in Ukraine. And so from there, they just continued to pray about it and felt led. And they actually went to Ukraine, to the orphanage. And crazy enough, so Jaden, she ran up to my dad and said, Papa. And he was like, oh my gosh, we got to have this girl. Like, he knew instantly. And what's really cool about it is later on in the process, they come to find out that Jaden only got to the orphanage 3 days before they got there. Mm. And they had just been battling so much. The pursuit of adoption can be really difficult and all of the legal work that goes into it. And they had gotten to the apostille part of the process, and it just kind of kept getting pushed back. And my mom was just so discouraged and disheartened at the time. But then now looking back, it's like, wow, if they would have gone when it should have gotten approved the first time, then they wouldn't have had Jaden because she wouldn't have been there. Mm. And so just kind of God's hand in that and how evident he was to them in the process was like, wow. They knew that Jaden was the one for our family and that she was going to complete our family. And they ended up being able to bring her home in November of 2009. So
that gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, for sure.
So for those that are curious on this adoption process and kind of what your family went through as well, can you walk us through that process and mm-hmm. what your family had gone through?
Yeah, so for my parents, you know, I was, I think, 7 years old when they were starting off this process. So there's a lot that I don't remember, but I know that I remember being young and there being a period of time where they actually had to live in Ukraine. They had to be there for a while. And so we had family friends come and stay with us and take care of us. And it was actually my nanny and her husband at the time that came to stay with us. And those were some hard months of like missing my parents and not fully understanding because I'm so young, but I'll never forget them actually bringing my sister home for the first time and just her amazement of what it was like in the house. And it just, it gives me chills to look back and remember picking her up and like I turned on the lights and she was like, because she'd never seen electricity before. Yeah. And so a lot of details like that that are really, really impactful. And as far as their process, like I said, there's not a lot of the nitty gritty details that I know of what happened for them when they were in Ukraine, other than I know that they were constantly going back and forth and there was a lot of legal paperwork. And for those couples who are looking to adopt, I can give, you know, resources for what our application looks like as far as obtaining funding and stuff like that, and different international and domestic agencies people can go through to kind of navigate that process with the agencies themselves. So
that's cool. So if I'm a prospective parent interested in adoption and I come to you, We Care for Orphans Adoption Fund, what's step one?
Yeah, so I actually just talked with a family friend who's interested in adopting here last week, and she had kind of taken a look at our website but was wondering like, hey, where do we even go to get started, like what should we be looking at? And I said, hey, on our website, you know, we have domestic and international adoption agencies that we recommend that you can go look into to kind of get acquainted with the process and what that looks like. Or if adopting through foster care is something that makes more sense to you there, we have, we link arms with other nonprofits who do stuff with foster care. And so step one is just to get accustomed to a couple different agencies and get a feel for what might be right for you guys in your relationship, financially, and just what you feel like the Lord is calling you to, and then go from there.
Awesome.
Yeah, as someone who my husband and I have talked about adopting and going through process, and we've always had a lot of questions, so this is really interesting. So thank you for doing this. So when you stepped into this position with in your current position as chairman, what led you to that? What, you know, in your career path and all the probably careers that you could have chosen, what led you to that?
Yeah, it was such a personal thing for me. When I was 11, my family went on a mission trip to Africa, and we went to an orphanage while we were there, and everyone else was leaving to go get on the bus, and I was just over crying, sobbing, because I didn't want to leave in the corner, and holding those babies, I feel like the Lord just imprinted on my heart in that moment, like, wow, there are so many children who need so much, they need someone to love them, and so that really stuck with me, and then just as I've gotten older, seeing my parents just walk it out and the different testimonials that come from couples that we've supported and how that's made a difference in their lives. And it was something that I wanted to be part of. And so I told my parents about it. I was like, hey, I kind of want to do this. And they were like, they wanted to hand the baton over to me and let me, and they're still on the committee. And obviously I look to them constantly for guidance and support because they know the ins and outs of everything. But I really just wanted to see, like, we've done a lot internally with Bex Hybrids and different sweepstakes that we've done, or looking at ways to integrate our employees, setting up at our Atlanta field shows. And I was kind of thinking like, man, I feel like the Lord's leading us to look externally. Like, what relationships are we missing that are outside of the company? And what relationships can we be making that, you know, maybe in connecting with you, you're like, hey, my husband and I have actually talked about adopting. Okay, well, that is another connection that we have now. Or other organizations like Small Business Collaborative who want to come alongside us and see, you know, how can we support and how can we help couples who want to do this, who want to make a difference and maybe just aren't able to fully without some extra support. So
one thing that you guys always preface is kingdom first. Something that I love, adore, identify with, this faith-fueled mission that you guys have, where you're always talking about the Lord's work and kingdom first. You know, Christianity to me, you, some others, is incredibly important. And I think the driver behind the mission. Talk a little bit about how you guys have really focused on kingdom first, faith-fueled mission as you guys approach We Care for Orphans Adoption Fund.
Absolutely. I mean, I think first things first, just looking at scripture and how we're called to defend the cause of the orphan. And help the oppressed and take care of the fatherless. And so I think looking at the lens of scripture and how we're called to live, and then just wanting to help others who are on that same mission, I think is first and foremost. And then also looking at it through the lens of like, yes, every child deserves a family and we want to help make that happen, but also every child deserves a chance to know who the Lord is.
Yeah.
And so when you look at it through the lens of like, look, in helping families who are looking to adopt, we may be helping that child have the opportunity to know the name of Jesus when they may not have ever had that otherwise. So I think that's a big part of it for us too.
Yeah, that's incredible. I think that experience is what we see first, which I think that's the goal of your organization, you know, the oppressed, the fatherless, acting via what you see and read in scripture, and being obedient to that, I think is what's fueling the mission and why it's so successful. And I think what's really cool about that is that's who you guys are as people, and that's what you see outside looking in and inside looking out, which I absolutely love. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so just I'm a linear thinker. I'm down the path. Ashley mentioned, hey, me and my husband have talked about adoption. What's step one? And there's an application process. Let's fast forward to the point where everything's been approved and now funding kicks in. What's that look like?
So based on your guys' application and funding needs, we would then kind of determine, okay, is it best for them to go the route of a matching grant or an interest-free loan? And I think one of the things that's really important to emphasize about We Care for Orphans Adoption Fund is that 100% of donations go directly towards the families. And so, you know, all of our administrative costs, we cover everything like that. And so having that 100% donation, it's like when you're setting up something for matching grants, we give resources. Well, Lifesong for Orphans, our partner, will then give you resources to help fundraise and give you a lot of different options for, you know, fundraising. And then say we give you a $5,000 matching grant. You raise $5,000, we give you $5,000. And so that can help you in your process. And a lot of people want to rally behind that because it doubles whatever they give. And so that's kind of a big thing there. With interest-free loans, that typically goes towards families who, you know, they have the finances, but they could use the ready cash flow to kind of get them through that those next processes. And then another thing that's super cool is as those loans are repaid, they are interest free and typically they're repaid in 3 years. So as they're repaid, it becomes a self-perpetuating fund where we can then help more families with that money. So
I think that's great. Yeah, there can be a lot of barriers in going through the adoption process. And even sometimes the foster process too, which is, you know, in my experience, I've taken a step back on it, just reconsidering like, you know, this seems like it's not feasible and it's not financially, but it's the process as well. So hearing that with this foundation and this organization that you guys are helping better that process is really impactful.
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's absolutely true that adoption is a solution to a problem that, you know, we wish that every family was put together already and that every family was complete. But the reality is that it's not that way. We live in a world that's broken. And because of that, this is a solution to help restore a little bit of brokenness. Mm-hmm. And I think even for couples who are looking to adopt, you know, domestic adoption can be difficult because there's barriers such as the, you know, the mom could choose to keep her baby. And that's a victory too. And so it's like, how do I balance the heartbreak? And at the same time, let God's redemptive love allow me to trust his plan and that he has something in store. So there are definitely barriers. That's, you know, that's absolutely true. But sometimes those barriers are also the greatest blessings in the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Jordan, I know you guys mentioned you help with adoption grants, $2,000 and $5,000 increments. How much does it cost to adopt nationally or even internationally?
Yeah, so it's a pretty big range just because every country has different requirements, but $30,000 to $70,000 is the typical range that couples will face kind of in that adoption process. And a lot of that is just because of different legal requirements and barriers like that.
I guess what are some of the barriers? Mm-hmm. Nationally as well as internationally, you know, whether that may be legal, or flights, time of the process.
Flight, having to spend time there if you choose to go overseas and what that looks like, or flights back and forth if it's domestically, you know, for different lawyer meetings you have, legal stuff, a lot of documentation, agency fees.
What's the average length of time of an adoption, whether that's domestically or internationally?
It really varies per couple. I don't know if I could give you an exact like average just because every couple is different. You know, we've seen couples who have waited a year and they're like, you know, we're ready to go, the child's ready, and then the mom decides to keep it. And so then you restart essentially. But also I just got an email last week about a family who got a call on like a Tuesday or something, and they were like 3 days later flying out the next week, they had the baby. So, and they actually did it domestically, and their child was born in Florida, so.
Sweet. So as you guys look at We Care for Orphans Adoption Fund in perpetuity, we're here in 2024, you're thinking 25, 26, 27, next 10, 20, 30 years. What's the future look like for your guys' group?
You know, right now, as I mentioned before, we currently support two families a month, and I feel like the Lord's calling us to say, what would it look like if we could support five families a month? What would it look like if we could support 10 families a month? And so looking to the future, it's like, how do we spread awareness to the cause for what we need to do in order to fulfill the mission that we're called to do? And so I think a lot of it just comes to connecting with people, spreading awareness about our organization, and getting the funds required to help make a difference for people. You know, it's one thing to feel like, oh, I'm asking for money, but it's not me asking for money. It's saying, I'm defending the cause of the fatherless because someone needs to advocate for them because they can't advocate for themselves.
Yeah.
So with this organization, what are some ways that people could get involved, especially the viewers or any place that this reaches? How can we help?
Well, thank you, first of all. Definitely some ways I would say is if you know anyone that's adopting and could use assistance, show them our website. It's www.wecarefororphansfund.org. And so our website is absolutely a resource. And we first and foremost want to be that resource for couples who are like, hey, we want to do this, we just don't know where to start. Or we've had some struggles with this, can you help us? So that's first and foremost. I would say prayer is also very much appreciated, that God would connect us with the right people at the right time, like he did John Slusser and you guys. So really appreciate all that you guys have done for us. And so viewers that are watching or other people that are listening that want to get involved, I would say look up our website, continue to pray for our organization, come to different events that we are at if you're in Indiana. One thing that we're doing is actually us, along with Safe Haven Baby Boxes, are going to be benefiting from a 5K that Bex Hybrids is putting on in June. So if you haven't signed up and you're interested in walking or running a 5K, you can do that at runsignup.com. You can click find a race and then search Bex 5K. And that's something that you can get tickets for and come be a part of. It's open to the community and everyone that wants to be involved. So small ways like that that you can be involved, or also if you want to support a family, reach out to us and we could arrange like just, you can take a look on our website at the testimonial videos that we've done of families that have supported, been supported by We Care for Orphans Adoption Fund, and find a way to get plugged in.
John, I don't know about you, but I think we start training for it now and see between you and I, who's going to win this fight.
I think the actual thing that we should do is at this point in our age, we should just run it as a relay. I'll do the first 2 minutes. You do the rest.
No. Relay.
No, that's awesome. Hey, you know, another way in which our viewers and those we're in relationship with can get involved is on March 14th, SBC is hosting our Small Business Night Out. It's at the District Tap, 4:30 p.m. And our nonprofit of the evening is We Care for Orphans Adoption Fund. Jordan's going to be there, and you'll be able to engage with her, learn more about the organization, find ways to get involved. Donate some time, donate some money, and we'll have a check for her as well. Here's the deal. The more people that come, the bigger the check is. So we need everybody there. Get a ticket or just make a donation regardless. As we just heard over the last little bit of time here, that goes a long way. Yeah. And it makes a crazy impact that I don't think like truly we can either emotionally or mentally fathom, you know, until we've lived it. So we want to find a way to impact in a positive way. And perhaps the first best next step is March 14th.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're not every person can help all 153 million, but you can help one. And Small Business Night Out is one way to do that, to help one child have a family.
That's great. Well, thanks for spending some time with us today. We really appreciate it. thanks for sharing the story. We know it's really close to your heart. Maybe next time we get Jaden out here to share a little bit about her experience. We'd love to hear just what her life was like early days as she was getting used to being here in America. I think that's an awesome story for another day.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure she would love that.
And now for our listeners and our viewers, where can they find you on social media platforms?
Yeah, absolutely. We're on Instagram and Facebook, WeCareForOrphans_, and then online at www.wecarefororphans.org.
Awesome, Jordan. Well, I really appreciate you coming in today, sharing more about We Care for Orphans. Excited to see what we can do March 14th, and just really, really appreciate your time here today, sharing more about a great cause.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys.
Great. Ashley, where can they find us?
So they can find us on LinkedIn on our Small Business Collaborative page. That's where this video will be shared. And we just ask that you comment, like, and share our post, and then subscribe to our page or follow us so that you can see more content like this. And with that, my name is Ashley Reddington.
And I am Nathan Mott.
I'm Jordan Beck.
I'm John. Thanks for tuning in to Small Business Never Sleeps. We'll catch you on the next one.